It's week 8 of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app presented by United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, H&R AgriPower, and Orisky Excavating. So we've got a lot to talk about. I'm Brad Klein, the head coach of the Vikings. Waylon Schenk will join us in a moment to talk about the 42-7 demolition of Forest Park and what that means for the Vikings having clinched the entirety of the regular season conference title. Also, North Posey getting ready for their upcoming game tomorrow night against Heritage Hills. That and more right here on WREF at 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere. When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to long hours, which is why your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Poseyville, is extending their parts and service hours to help you be ready during this crucial time of the year. Trust factory-trained technicians to provide knowledgeable expertise and quick turnaround times. Ask H&R AgriPower about their next-day parts availability and count on their professionals to help ensure that your equipment stays up and running all day or all night for maximum production and bushels. Contact your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower, for more information. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of a form cover with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at seamersglass.com.
Back here on WREF, it is week 8 of the North Posey Football Show. On 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Waylon Schenk is here breaking down a 42-7 win against Forest Park last week. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time. Congrats on the win.
Well, thanks for having us on.
How do you feel about the way your team performed? Obviously, at 42-7, that speaks for itself in a way, but I also know that you're a perfectionist, so what did you see on tape from your own guys?
You know, I was proud of the way we played. I mean, we showed up on the road and got off to a quick start. You know, our guys took a business approach to the game, and you know, we knew there was a chance for us to win the outright conference title, and they didn't take that for granted. They didn't take it lightly. They showed up ready to play football. And I think we played pretty well.
How did you go about celebrating the outright conference title? I know that's something that, you know, we talked about last week, and now that you finally have it, how does it feel, and what did you guys do?
It was good. I mean, you know, the guys enjoyed it. It was a fun bus ride home. You know, we tell you, you got about 24 hours to enjoy it, and then we got to get ready for the next one, and we've been doing that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a big accomplishment for this young group. You know, there's so many question marks going into the season. You know, how would some of these young guys progress throughout the year, and you know, really proud of what we've been able to accomplish, especially losing, you know, arguably our best guy in the preseason, and when Cade Mauch went down, and I think it kind of took the air out of sails a little bit, and you know, we didn't know how our guys would respond, because he was our vocal leader, he was our leader in the weight room, leader on the practice field, and for a bunch of young kids to step up and accomplish goal one for us on the season was a big deal for us.
To your point, losing out on Cade in the preseason, but also just having graduated Jet from a season ago, I think a lot of people were not necessarily picking against you, but a little bit skeptical going into this season with everything that was going against you. Did you yourself, as the coach of this team, have any doubt that this team could accomplish what it already has so far this year, an outright regular season title?
Yeah, I mean that was kind of the talk amongst the coaches in the off season. Can we find a way to steal some games and win a conference title? And you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think our guys would progress as fast as they had. I thought, you know, this would be one of those years where, you know, you had to make a lot of investments in a lot of young kids in hopes that it paid off in future years. And we're a year ahead of where I thought we would be. You know, these young kids have stepped up. Like I said, I think we're still starting six or seven sophomores and a freshman, and, you know, not very many seniors. You know, junior, sophomores, and freshmen are kind of leading this team with a couple seniors pieced in there up front on the O-line and the D-line. But, you know, up to this point, you know, we're averaging almost 400 yards of offense a game, and I don't think we've had a senior gain a yard so far this year. So that the future is bright, but at the same time, you know, these guys want to win now, and they've proven that, and they've done a great job of preparing themselves and just going out and competing every Friday night.
Yeah, Coach, I always say on this program or on this station that the consequence of success is expectation. I've got to know, how do you explain Carter Schickel only throwing for 3 touchdown passes against Forest Park? What the heck is that about?
Well, you know, they played us a little different than I thought. You know, you watch them on film, and we thought we would go out and throw the ball quite a bit again Friday night. And we got out there, and in the first couple of plays, they lined up, and they're dropping 8 into coverage. And, you know, they just left a really light box. And we got a pretty good back in Brett Beaker, and, you know, he was getting 8, 9, 10 yards every carry. So we just kept giving him the ball. And that's the cool thing about this group of kids. You know, they want to win. They don't really care who gets the yards, who scores. You know, everybody's kind of done their part at different points throughout the season. And, you know, Carter was still really efficient. I think he was 16 to 20 for like 160 yards. Only played really 2.5 quarters when you look at the game. And, you know, we just kind of we pride ourselves in taking what the defense gives us and being happy with that. And Carter did a good job. He managed the game. He, you know, 2 of his incomplete passes were balls he threw away intentionally because we just kind of broke down in protection. And another one, and the 2 other incompletions were dropped. So, you know, for a kid who only threw for 160 yards and 3 touchdowns, he had a really good game. But, you know, coming off weeks where he threw for 7 touchdowns and 4 touchdowns and 300 yards back-to-back, you know, but he only played 2.5 quarters. So
no.
We're pretty happy with that.
Of course. I'm being facetious. It really is incredible what this offense has done, Carter being a big part of that. We've got a lot more to talk about with the North Posey offense. The North Posey win 42-7 against Forest Park, and the Vikings clinching the entirety of the regular season conference championship. A lot to talk about here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show when we return on WREF. When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to long hours, which is why your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Poseyville, is extending their parts and service hours to help you be ready during this crucial time of the year. Trust factory-trained technicians to provide knowledgeable expertise and quick turnaround times. Ask H&R AgriPower about their next-day parts availability and count on their professionals to help ensure that your equipment stays up and running all day or all night for maximum production and bushels. Contact your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower, for more information.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business or when you visit one of our 3 tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at seamersglass.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. The North Posey head football coach Waylon Schenck is here on WREF and talking about this team that continued to win. They've clinched the entirety of the regular season conference title, which is, of course, an accomplishment. They are a young team, sophomores, juniors, a lot of freshmen, too, playing some impact minutes for this Viking team. Davin Sullivan scored his first touchdown of his young career, 42-7 win against Forest Park. He was a big part of it as only a sophomore. Take me through how he has progressed and what earned him the opportunity to be in that moment.
Man, Davin's been a competitor since he got here. And he's a kid that, you know, is kind of undersized, and I don't think a lot of times in his past he's not been given many opportunities because when you look at him, in street clothes, you look at him and you're thinking, man, I don't know if he's ready for varsity football. But, you know, he's a kid who transferred in this year for us. And, you know, from day one, he's competed. And, you know, he started off kind of on the scout team. And we noticed him on defense, like, man, this guy's getting after Dylan Murphy every play and trying to go and compete against our best guy. And before you knew it, he was our starting corner. And as things progressed, and really when Cade went down and we had to take Brett from receiver and put him at running back, we were looking for a fourth receiver. And, I mean, I think our whole staff agreed, I mean, Davin's the guy. He runs really good routes. He's a good possession receiver. He's a good complement to the other guys that we got out there. You know, he's a number four option for us, but that's the cool thing about it. On the play where he scored, we actually had a play called that, you know, Dylan Murphy was option one and Remy Johnson was option two and Davin was three. And, you know, Carter went through his progressions. They jumped Murphy and Davin sat down right in the hole right at the goal line and we found him. And it was great for him because the kid's earned it. He's earned everything he's gotten. He's had to compete. He's not a naturally gifted athlete. He's just a kid that goes out and gets everything he gets everything out of what his body can get. And great kid, great personality, great character kid. So really happy for him and the success he's having this year.
I feel like he's going to be a big part of your team and your program going forward. Again, he's only a sophomore, but what's his role the rest of the year? Now that he's broken open, he scored a touchdown. I'm not trying to make it more than it is. Only had a couple of catches in this game, but he's pretty much proven that he can be a reliable guy for you in multiple different roles on different sides of the football. So how do you plan on using him the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a starter, I think, since week one at corner. And has competed really well, man. He runs and plays with people. Like I said, he's not the most athletic kid, but what he lacks in athleticism, he really makes up in technique and really just grit and want to. And so he'll continue to be a big part of our defense. And then offensively, I wasn't surprised that Davin caught a touchdown pass. He catches passes every day in practice from Carter. I can't remember him dropping a pass in practice. He just has really good hands. Has a knack for understanding how to get open and sit down. He's not much of a deep ball guy. We've got those guys, but he's a really good, you know, intermediate type receiver that just understands how to get open and sit down in holes. And Carter's gaining more and more confidence in him each week of practice.
I love that. Again, Waylon Schenck is here on WREF. It's week 8 of the North Posey Football Show, and I'm Brad Klein. We're going to take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about the upcoming game for the Vikings against Heritage Hill. It should be a very interesting game between two 6-1 teams when we return on WREF.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land. When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to long hours, which is why your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Poseyville, is extending their parts and service hours to help you be ready during this crucial time of the year. Trust factory-trained technicians to provide knowledgeable expertise and quick turnaround times. Ask H&R AgriPower about their next-day parts availability and count on their professionals to help ensure that your equipment stays up and running all day or all night for maximum production and bushels. Contact your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower, for more information.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Finishing up week 8 of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. The Vikings are 6-1. They have the entirety of the regular season conference title, but they're going out of conference to play Heritage Hills in their final home game of the year on Friday night. So, Coach, appreciate your time. Before we talk about the X's and O's against the Patriots, and they're certainly a really good team, how do you feel about this being senior night? I know that there aren't that many seniors that have really cracked the lineup for you, because we've just talked about pretty much the entirety of the show about how this team is young, but you do have some seniors sending off and trying to go out on a high note. So what does senior day mean for you, especially this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, senior night's always special when you got a bunch of guys who, you know, have committed so much time and energy and effort to the football program, and a lot of them have been with us since, you know, youth league, and you know, I've been here 9 years now, so a lot of these kids we've seen from third and fourth grade on up, and have built relationships not with just them, but with their parents and, you know, their relatives, and so you get to know these kids, you get attached to them, and it's tough, and you know, we always want to send those guys down on the right note, letting them have success, and you know, it's special for me because my son's a senior this year, and you know, it'll be cool to walk out with him and be a part of that. And, but you know, more than anything, we want to send him out on a high note and be successful on Friday night and compete with a really good football team in Heritage Hills.
What's it going to take to not only compete but win against Heritage Hills?
Man, they're as good as anybody. You know, they're defending state champs for a reason, and I'd be surprised if they didn't make it back. You know, watching them on film, they don't really have many weaknesses. They're big, they're athletic, they're physical. You know, when you got players committed to SEC football programs, you know, playing small town football in the state of Indiana, you know, they're pretty special athletes. So, you know, for us to win the game, for us to be competitive in the game, we got to go out. One, you got to win the turnover battle. You know, if we can steal some possessions, force a couple turnovers, and then protect the ball on our end, which we've done a really good job of this year. And then two, you got to go out and you got to win the time of possession. They got really good athletes and explosive offense. You know, if we're going three and out and we're giving them the ball, and we're forcing our defense to try to stop them, you know, 10, 12 drives throughout the game, we're not going to be successful. But if we can limit their number of possessions by controlling the football, by controlling the clock, by keeping the chains moving and keeping their high-powered offense on the sideline. You know, that's the formula to win. And, you know, the last thing, you got to go out, and against a good team, you can't be intimidated. And, sure. You know, when you break down film and you watch their film throughout the year, what sticks out to me the most is most teams they show up and they're beat before they even take the field. Mm. You know, you can tell they don't really want to be there. You know, the difference being is Gibson Southern. When Gibson Southern showed up to play them, you know, Gibson Southern showed up and came out throwing haymakers and let them know early that we're not intimidated, we're here to play football. And I think that caught Heritage Hills off guard a little bit. And that's what we kind of told our guys. Look, we have nothing to lose. We've already won the conference. This is not a conference game for us. We've got a big county rival the week after, and we got sectionals starting. But this is a great opportunity for you to go out and compete against the top talent in the state. And let's see where we're at. And our guys have been loose this week. They're looking forward to the opportunity to see where we match up. I know we're young, but, you know, we feel like we've got a team that potentially could be really good, make really deep state runs in the next couple of years. And similar to where Heritage Hills was a couple of years ago when they were building around a sophomore class, we're doing similar things. And so it'll be a great measuring stick for us to see where we're at and see how we compete against the best team in the state.
You know, Heritage Hills certainly is one of the best teams in the state. I know that last year they had some guys that went on to play and are playing some high-level college football. Jack Goldsberry, their quarterback, for example. Who are the guys that you're pointing at on tape and saying, okay, can't let them beat us? The personnel that really sticks out to you.
Yeah, they got a bunch of them. You know, obviously it starts with Jet. I think everything runs through him, whether it be the run game or the pass game. You know, he's really dangerous with his legs. The man, you know, people who haven't seen him throw, he really does have a strong arm. And he's got great receivers. You know, Ruxer obviously is going to Oklahoma for a reason. And everybody knows about him, but what they don't know about Peyton Gray. If you don't know about Peyton, man, that kid is a really good wide receiver. He's a 6'3 kid that they pulled off the basketball court that I think has been a huge compliment to Ruxer, because, you know, if you go double team in Ruxer, you get stuck trying to single coverage the Gray kid or the Winchell kid, who's really good as well. So, man, they've got so many weapons that it makes it a challenge on the defense. And then they're really good up front. They're big. They're physical. They can run the ball. You know, so it's one of those complete teams, and that's what you're going to run into. If you want to be successful in the postseason, you're going to have to learn how to compete with teams that can do multiple things. And it'll be a great test for us. Yeah, I think it'll show us where we're at. It'll give us a couple weeks to figure out, okay, where are we good at? Where are we struggling? How can we fix some issues that we have? How can we, you know, take some momentum into sectional? And it's a good spot to play them because, like I said, you know, our conference schedule's over.
Yeah.
And you know, what we got to lose? Let's go see where we match up. So we're excited about it. It'll be a great atmosphere. I think it'll be a sectional-type atmosphere with – a highly ranked team coming in on our senior night. It'll give us the experience that I think we need going forward into the sectional.
Coach, can't thank you enough for taking the time. Good luck against Heritage Hills on Friday. Looking forward to seeing what you guys put out there on the field.
All right, thanks for having us.
This is Week 8 of the North Posey Football Show right here on WREF.